Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
Hello there, Rob.
How you doing?
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Okay, now, before I get into this, I've got a bit of a confession to make. Normally, when I do my thing, I probably understand 75% about what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And sometimes I say stuff and I'm thinking, please don't ask me a question about this, Mikey, because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And this one has taken me to a new limit.
See, this is great. Every week we're expanding and we're mind-blowing and discovering new wonders of the world.
Yeah, sometimes I'm saying stuff and all I can hear is blah, 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 fish and chips in my head. Yep. And I just say it and I get away with it. But this week I'm going to be talking about, I saw this headline and it just said, huge black hole blasts out a double burp.
Once again?
A huge black hole blasts out a double burp. A black hole in space. Now, I'll talk about black holes later if we have time, because that really did my head in.
Do you know what? We've got time.
Okay, yep. Well, we'll talk about it afterwards, but I just want to say about this first, right? Astronomers have caught a massive black hole letting out a double burp. Now, what that means, it's been binging on hot gas from stars and planets. Now, with the help of the
How dare astronomers deem themselves to decide whether a black hole's been binging or not?
Well,
you'll have these interstellar eating disorders going on soon.
There's a lot of this that they've sort of made it like a proper creature thing, like it's alive and well. But it is, isn't it? And that's where my head explodes. Okay, with the help of the Chandra telescope and from X-ray
which is an amazing telescope. Yep.
From the galaxy. Now, this galaxy, I love the names of these. I'd love to name galaxies. This one's called SDSS J1354 plus 1327.
What would you call it?
I would have called it 1326.
Right, yeah. See, yeah.
So,
that's a much nicer name.
Yeah. Which is 800 million miles away. Which, you know...
Is that in space terms, that's not that many miles, really.
Yeah.
Is it?
Time and space don't exist.
800 miles away is like a long way away, but not...
In, well, 8 miles is quite... Like, from here to Papakura is a bit of a schlep, really. Yeah. So that's...
Yeah, so it would be 100 million times that far.
Yeah.
Still, surely that's not that far in space terms.
What was that?
Oh, this is some callers coming there. No, that phone just went...
Wow.
It just burped.
That was trippy. Anyway, now
it was
also
really
with
trippy.
With the help of the Hubble telescope, they're able
telescope.
They're able to show that a cloud of blue-green gas extended away from the black hole.
Of course it was blue-green.
Represented the aftermath of an earlier burp that happened possibly 100,000 years ago. They found that
so a black hole sucks in everything.
Gas and
light and everything.
KFC,
everything.
Yeah, everything in its
KFC
in its path. No, I'm not eating that shit. Just the skin, because the rest of it's rubbish.
Yeah, it's not real skin.
No,
anyway.
It's not. Anyway, and they surmised it was caused by a burst of radiation
from swallowing too much gas
from the black hole. Yeah.
What? So a bit of bad gas can escape a black hole.
Yeah.
But everything else can't. Like stars can't.
No. Nah. Jabba the Hutt can't.
Jabba the Hutt, nah.
Anyway, this has all come out at the 231st American Astronomical Society meeting in Washington.
Now, 231st?
They obviously have more than one a year.
Oh, that's what you think?
Well, otherwise it would have been America.
Oh, no, astronomy
old,
astronomy as a science has been around for that long, probably. Yeah, America's been.
There's this really, I think she's got quite a bit of a sense of humour. This Dr. Julie Comfort from the University of Colorado said black holes are voracious eaters, but it turns out they don't have very good table manners. See what I
just
mean?
Don't understand how it can, what sort of force is needed to reverse sucking everything in. Like if it's just going whoosh, the whole time, just destroying and, you know.
But it's got to get to a point where it's just like, I can't
wherever it goes anyway.
I can't do it.
Now my head's hurting.
I can't eat any more of this. Now, there's a lot of examples of black holes where single burps animate.
Emanate.
But we discovered a galaxy with a supermassive black hole that has not had one burp. It has a new burp, which is actually moving like a shockwave that's coming out really, really fast.
Now, so that's massive.
Yeah.
How do they know? I mean, we haven't...
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Now, she thought of an analogy for this, and I was... This is her talking, not me. You can tell she must be real fun at a Christmas party. I was debating whether to use it or whether it was a little bit too gross, but she says, imagine someone eating dinner at their kitchen table and they're eating and burping and eating and burping, and then you walk into the room and you notice there's an old burp still hanging in the air from the appetizer course. Meanwhile, they're eating the main course and they let out a new burp that's rocking the kitchen table.
Why is that first burp, how does that, they burp it out so far,
yeah.
Is it just ongoing, that's on but outgoing, and that just fires out
into the
cosmos.
But obviously don't make no noise because you can't hear nothing in space or anything.
No. And it just shoots out, but it shoots out at such a pace with such power that it doesn't get sucked in with the ongoing black hole sucked in-ness.
I wonder if another black hole could get that burp.
Oh, suck it in.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just thought of that just now.
And then that one could burp out both those. Another one. And then someone gets like a triple burp.
Yeah.
Another triple. It could be a game. It could be a game. These sick black holes are playing with each other.
She said the
like
black
Pelican.
Hole.
Have you heard the drinking game Pelican?
No.
Oh.
When you just put the glass in your mouth and tip your head backwards.
No.
Oh, it's a whale skull.
Yeah. Is it? No. The Pelican's when someone throws up and someone catches it in their mouth. It's a disgusting game. And it's not even a game.
Wow.
The dark side of the North Shore.
She said the black hole was going through, they go through a cycle of feasting, burping and napping before starting over again.
When do they nap?
They nap because it's when they go like even blacker.
What?
When they're eating, you can actually, it's like all coloured and everything. It's not like black and you they glow.
Jesus. Okay, broccoli's are right out of my league.
They become
need to roll in Stephen Hawking for that one.
They become really, really bright when they're feasting and burping, and they go dark during a nap phase.
I wonder what wakes them up.
It's an alarm clock.
Well, there's no sound.
Oh, someone must push them. Go.
I'll be on vibrate. Be on vibrate.
And the
smell of another burp from.
They sleep for like 100,000 years, which is long.
How do they know that?
Well, I don't know.
And are they sleeping or they've just got their eye closed?
Yeah, one eye closed. Yeah. How many eyes has a black hole got?
None.
12.
20 quapazillion?
Yeah. And this is when my head started to explode because they're going like 100,000 years, which is long in human time scale, but in cosmological scale, it's nothing. And that's when they started talking about time doesn't exist and everything doesn't exist.
Well, things do get all, that's what you'll get
and
to.
And that's when my head went and exploded, but went inward actually. Didn't make a noise because I was in space. But there you go. Check it out.
Well, you're in space now.
Am I?
You're just not in outer space.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what space I'm in.
I don't know what's going on now.
But check it out, actually. Like, Google it, because they've got some fantastic photos of it.
A burping black hole.
A burping black hole. So there you go. And I actually understood none of that.
Science is awesome, man.
It does my head in.
I'm just trying to comprehend it, even being able to take a photo of that. And then realising, like, did they realise...
But they've given it human terms, like it's napping, it's feasting.
Yeah, of course, because we're humans and we can't understand it. And we think we're the smartest thing in the whole universe.
It's like when they say goldfish have only got like 3-second memory. That's rubbish.
That's what they want. That's actually what they want us to think.
Because you put them in horrible little bowls and it makes you feel better.
Yeah, and also it's like cats. It's like saying that cats are stupid and cats actually own humans. So
they do.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, well, you've told a cat what to do and what to just go do it. No.
Actually, I was sitting out my step yesterday morning having a cup of tea and this black cat just turned up. It was brilliant. Let me stroke it and everything.
Let me stroke it, you know? Yep. You know, because if it didn't want to, it wouldn't have.
No. So anyway, there you go. Black holes, check it out. Very interesting. See if you can understand it, because I don't.
in celebration of all things gargantuan and amazing and simply beyond our reckoning, here's the 3Ds Outer Space.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Jeez, I don't have sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.